Senator Doug Jones recounts Twitter spat with FMRHE Jeff Sessions over Confederate monuments, part of Jim Crow. By Pam Key on June 15, 2020. Monday on MSNBC, Senator Doug Jones, D.L., called on Confederate monuments across this country in 31 states to be removed to support equality for all African Americans in this country. Jones also responded to former Attorney General Jeff Sessions tweeting that the Senate Armed Services Committee passing an amendment to remove Confederate names and symbols from military bases betrays the character and decency of every soldier who fought for the South. On Sessions, Jones said, "He's not on the right side of history when it comes to the Confederacy. Never has been, never will be. And I want to thank everybody that supported me in that little Twitter spat. I really appreciated that." The two had a dust-up that began on Friday and continued into Saturday. He continued, "But the fact of the matter is this is an important step. And the vote that came out of the Senate Armed Services Committee controlled by Republicans on a bipartisan vote was an important step. There are Republicans in the Congress and the Senate right now saying it's time. Time to take those actions. By the way, and I don't think people actually remember the fact that there were only, you know, there were only 11 states or so in the Confederacy. But there are Confederate monuments across this country in 31 states. So I think it is important to remember that these monuments were erected as part of Jim Crow. And it is a part of the fight against civil rights and the integration and inequality for all African Americans in this country." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.